Well, it's been a while.
Are we starting now? Yeah.
You gotta
hold on, my eyes twitching.
You gotta come out with an intro. It gets the people going.
Hold on. Okay. Are we starting now?
Sure.
All right. You start. Fine.
Well, it's been a while.
Almost 2 years. But yes, it has been a while.
And I feel like there's like a lot of reasons for why we haven't done this. I think for me, the biggest thing is I moved. So it was no longer trapped in your house where we had to do these podcasts.
Trapped. Living rent free is more like what I was thinking of. But yes,
you know,
making you food all the time, taking care of your dog. Yeah.
As if fine. You don't love it.
I do love it. Hence why I'm doing this podcast with you.
No, you like doing
anyhow,
it.
Anyhow.
Whatever.
Anyhow.
Star Wars.
A lot has also happened in the world of Star Wars, and I don't even know where to begin. I've tried to count how many movies, TV shows, animation shows, I guess those are cartoons. I don't know. There's so much that's happened in 2 years. I don't even know where to begin. So I'm hoping you will kind of set us off on the right path, Fennec. Set us off.
Oh, thank you. I will. So if you think back to like the last time we talked, that would have been before Celebration of 2021, which I went to. And it was amazing, obviously. But during that time, that was right when the Kenobi show came out. So we've lived through the Kenobi show. We've lived through Andor. We've got a second season of Bad Batch. We got Tales of the Jedi. We got a second season of Star Wars Visions. And like, oh boy, there is so much more coming out. We are just days away from Ahsoka, which we're going to have to talk about.
Right. But before we get to Ahsoka, how am I supposed to watch all of this stuff? Like, how have you watched all this stuff? Like, where do you find the time? Where does anybody find the time to watch all of this stuff?
Well, I don't have
and
kids.
And read all the books, thank you. You have your dog, Ray.
But, you know, she's just hanging out.
The next dog is named Ray, by the way.
Daisy Ray. After Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ray.
So, you know, I'm that deep into the lore of Star Wars.
Yeah, but your dog is a stupid golden retriever, and I don't think Ray is that stupid of a character.
No.
But I love her. I love them both. Anyhow.
Well, I would say for me, the pandemic definitely helped a lot. It helped me get caught up, but you also have to think, like, I've been watching Star Wars since I was about 5, and now I'm 26, so 21 years, I think, is enough time to get through the legends and the canon of Star Wars.
So you're telling me, by the time I retire, I should have had enough time to watch everything that has been created to this point and start watching everything that will be created or has been created but not aired up until I'm in my mid to late 60s. I'm just too tired.
I'm tired too, but you know, I just keep chugging through for Star Wars.
Well, speaking of Ahsoka, I know you're very, very excited about Ahsoka. I am actually also very excited about Ahsoka.
Oh.
I am still weirded out by her two things on her head, but I did get caught up a little bit per your suggestions and rewatched a couple of the Mandalorian episodes, which, by the way, I love. So whenever you're ready to talk about that show, I'm game.
See, I'm blown away because when I sent you that list that had about 50 episodes of Clone Wars in it, and then it had a couple books.
Yeah.
I thought I was I was like, yeah, like this is what I got to get through to get prepared for Ahsoka. But then when...
Is Clone Wars the cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I'm not going to read the books. I mean, let's just be honest. I'm not going to read the books.
They're good.
How many episodes are in Clone Wars?
Ooh. There's 7 seasons.
How many seasons? Oh, God.
So there's a movie first. The animated movie came out.
Nope, and then, never seen that.
I actually saw it at like a boy's birthday party. And I was the only girl there. And that's...
I remember that.
It was also the first time I had Mountain Dew. Memories. Anyways. What were you talking about?
Clone Wars.
Yes. So there was the movie first, and then it premiered on Cartoon Network, because that's how old the show is. And then it ended after season 5, which was on a cliffhanger, which was Ahsoka leaving the Jedi Order and leaving Anakin behind. So, like, a really fucked up cliffhanger, because everyone was like, what? What's going on? But the show was canceled. And then they released a season 6 on Netflix, which was, like, a bit of what they had already finished or been working on during the production of season 5. And then season 7 came out on Disney Plus during the pandemic, like at the very beginning of the pandemic. And yeah, now we're here. Now we've got Clone Wars animation and Tales of the Jedi and Bad Batch. So really, we got to thank Clone Wars for everything.
Okay.
It really was the first, you have to think like it was like the first long-standing Star Wars TV show, because there had been other TV shows like in the 80s. But this,
the Ewok show.
Yeah. And there was also Droids, which I wouldn't like to watch because it has C-3PO in it. So we had Droids and we had Ewoks. And this was like really different because George Lucas had approached Dave Filoni, who had worked on Avatar The Last Airbender for Nickelodeon, and was like, hey, I'm basically trying to make a kids animated series about the Clone Wars, because you have to think episode 2, Attack of the Clones, is at the beginning, and then there's a 3-year time jump to Revenge of the Sith, so we miss the entirety of the Clone Wars. So he basically brought Dave on as, hey, you're an animation guy, I need someone to kind of help me go through this process and make this show. And because of that partnership, you know, Dave was able to not only make Clone Wars and make it just an outstanding show, but then he was given the opportunity to do Rebels and to executive produce Star Wars Resistance. And then he was able to do Mandalorian and now Ahsoka. Like, and to see his journey from creating Ahsoka for the Clone Wars movie and how, like, hated she was at the time, to now seeing her have her own TV show, like, it definitely means a lot to people like me that grew up with her. But I'm also like, David Filonius, good for you. Like, I've never rooted for someone so much. Yeah.
Question. You're stranded on a desert island with either John Williams or Dave Filoni. Which would you choose?
Do we eventually get rescued so I don't have to kill one of them to eat them?
There's a lot of Subway.
Okay.
On the island. There's a Subway station or a Chipotle station.
Okay.
So you never have to worry about food, and you never have to worry about them dying and being stuck with a corpse. So
see, that's where
John Williams, Dave Filoni.
I think I'd have to go with Dave Filoni just because John Williams is 92 years old. I want him to rest.
He's worked so
he
hard.
He really has. He's worked so hard. Like when I saw Indiana Jones 5, the entire time I was thinking, he's going for it. He's really riding his soul out. But yeah, he deserves to rest. Dave Filoni, I need to be locked on an island with him. Trapped in the island with Dave Filoni. So
he can't escape.
So he can't escape. And so I can just ask him questions and ask him why he likes wolves so much.
Wolves?
Oh, my man loves the wolf and imagery. But I mean, like, we've gotten, like, the clone wolf. Like, his name is Wolf, which, like, 10 out of 10. We got Lof Wolves, which, like, I hope make an appearance in Ahsoka show. Because they made an appearance in Star Wars Rebels. His cameo character in Mandalorian is named Trapper Wolf.
Nice.
And he...
Does he have a hat on?
He does. Yeah, because he's got to wear that cowboy hat.
Got to wear that hat, man. Love it. Does he ever go to any of the Disney celebrations or the Star Wars celebrations?
He's been to pretty much most of them. He went to the one that I was at in Anaheim. There's something about seeing him in Japan in, what is that, 2025 is the next celebration. There's something about seeing him in Japan that he's so awkward that I just want to see him on stage.
Which, by the way, Finnick and I are going to Celebration in Japan in 2025. So it'll be good to know that someone's going to be more awkward than we are there.
I actually feel pretty prepared. I feel like since I've done one Celebration, I'm like, oh yeah, you can do a second one. In the Japan,
maybe by that point we're going to be so popular we'll be on a like stage of our own, maybe one day.
Yeah, I can see it now. Me being like, ladies and gentlemen. No, I feel like we need to have a moderator.
Who would our moderator be? Natalie Portman, so I can punch her in the face.
No, she's going through a separation right now.
Tough titty.
Woman supporting woman. Isn't that what the Barbie movie told us?
Let's not get diverted from what we're talking about. It's my fault. I got us down this path. Back to Ahsoka.
So, Ahsoka, there are three main reasons why I'm excited for that show. Number one, Ahsoka. Love her. Get it, girl. Love Rosario Dawson. So it's like perfect. Like, I've been waiting my entire life for the show. Number two, we will finally get the answer to where the fuck Ezra Bridger went. Because at the end of Star Wars Rebels, he gets on Thrawn's Star Destroyer, the Chimera, and he calls these space whales called Purgles that have the ability to like travel through hyperspace. So he like calls them through the Force and they latch onto the ship and then they zoom off into hyperspace. So they're gone. And so that's what we've been wondering since 2018. I think that's when 2016 or 2018 when Rebels finished. So where Ezra Bridger go? Now the third reason and the most important reason is because we get to see my man Mithron Yerodo in live action. I will become feral the moment I get like giggly whenever I see the back of his head in the trailer. Like, I'm gonna be a different breed when that show comes out and we see him. Even if he
is that the blue guy?
Yes.
And he's bad, right?
Mm. I would consider him like a anti-hero.
Is he a Jedi?
No. So, okay. Because, you know, I'm dying to talk about it.
Please explain.
Yeah, so Mithron Yorodo, also known as Thrawn, that's his core name, is a Chiss, which is a race of blue-skinned people that have glowing red eyes that live in what is called the Chiss Ascendancy, which is...
Sure, why not?
So it's like their little, like, government system. So they got their own little government.
Chiss Ascendancy. Yeah. Okay, got it.
So the Chiss Ascendancy is in the Unknown Regions, which we're learning is where Exegol was, and it's where the Imperial fleet basically fled to after the Battle of Endor. So that's where all the bad guys have been living, is kind of in the Unknown Regions, and it just so happens that the Chiss Ascendancy also exists in this area. Very important.
Okay.
So Thrawn was like a military leader for the Chiss Ascendancy, and then he got exiled, which it takes 3 books of the Thrawn Ascendancy series to explain that he didn't really get exiled, but that's for another time. So he gets exiled to lesser space and stumbles upon the Imperials, and then gets taken to Coruscant and meets Palpatine, and Palpatine's like, yeah, I like you. You can join my empire. And so he basically starts climbing the ranks to the point that he eventually becomes Grand Admiral of the Imperial Navy and has his own fleet, the Seventh Fleet. And we are introduced to him in the animated TV show Star Wars Rebels. So that's like our first like animated first like portrayal of him that wasn't in the books. And then, yeah, now we're getting him in live action.
Who's the actor that's playing him?
It's Lars Mikkelsen, so Mads Mikkelsen's brother.
Oh, yeah.
But he actually voiced Thrawn in the animated TV show. So it's like nice he's coming back, but like, you know, they've got those cheekbones.
Yeah.
So like it works perfectly for the character.
Hmm. Okay. How do you feel about characters that first are animated and then become live action? Like, I feel like with an animation, you almost have a certain expectation of what it's going to look like. And then when the person or the actor that portrays them is on screen, it's, I don't know, is there a disconnect or do you just go with it?
I would say it's dependent on which show. I remember when it was rumored that Ahsoka was going to show up in live action in The Mandalorian. It was weird because it was like you kind of grew up with this character. Like, the Clone Wars TV show had been going on for so long, and I think especially knowing that the actress that voices her was so prevalent in the community, so it was really hard to separate Ahsoka from Ashley. Like, they were one and the same. And I remember there was a lot of controversy about Rosario Dawson's casting because they were like, you know, what about Ashley? Like, the voice, you know, we're not going to hear Ahsoka's voice anymore. With the Star Wars Rebels characters, it's a little bit different because I feel like that show came out when I was still in high school and it went through college. So I feel like I was a little bit more grounded in my age. And I didn't get the sense I was growing up with these characters, but I loved them. Like, the Ghost crew is, like, some of my favorite Star Wars characters. So there's, like, a bit of an excitement of, like, oh, how are they going to do it? And I think, I mean, to me, the only actor that I really associate with the Ghost crew is Kanan, because it's played by Freddie Prinze Jr., so the entire time...
In the animation, yeah, right?
Yeah, so the entire time we're just like, man, that's Freddie Prinze Jr.
Scooby-Doo,
yeah.
Baby.
But no, I'm... the casting that I've seen for all the live action Ghost Crew, like, I feel really good about it. I think Dave, he must have been thinking one day there was going to be a live action Ahsoka, because he really, I feel like, set it up to be accepted into live action pretty well. I think Ahsoka was a little difficult because there was such an intense hatred of the character in the movie, and it grew into such a deep love and respect within the community. So, like, it was kind of like a necessary evil as, like, the first bite. Like, how is it going to play out in live action? To where now I feel like they've nailed it. And, like, I feel pretty confident about the show. It could be utter shit. And I'm still going to be like, oh my god, best show of the year, Ahsoka.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And when does it come out?
August 23rd. We get a 2-episode premiere.
Oh, okay.
I know. But, you know, we've also got more Star Wars after that. Like, it's not going to end with, like, Ahsoka.
Okay, what's after this?
So we've got a second season of Andor, which season one was excellent. We've got a third and unfortunately final season of Bad Batch, which makes me big mad and big sad.
Is that your favorite animation? I know it's like asking to what's your favorite child, but...
Controversial opinion. Yes.
That's what I thought.
I really...
Because you have a very nice Bad Batch tattoo.
Oh,
on your arm.
I do. I mean, I also have...
In addition to a million other tattoos, but...
Yeah. I mean, I've got Captain Rex. Because that's my boy. I've got a whole Kylo arm going on. Got Thrawn's Chimera on my stomach.
That's right. That's right.
Does it sound familiar now?
Yeah.
That word.
Well, I thought that's what that was. But it... Yeah. I knew it was something... Something Thrawn related.
Yeah. So clearly those are my three Star Wars men for people that were interested. It goes Kylo, Rex, Thrawn, and then any other man does not exist in my mind.
Got
but
it.
But yeah, we have a third and final season of Bad Batch. That's, and both of those are expected to come out next year. We've got a 4-season of Mando, but like there's not a lot about that, because honestly the bigger news is the 3 new movies that we're getting. So the first one is going to be a Mandoverse film that basically will tie in the events of Ahsoka and Mando and an upcoming show called The Skeleton Crew.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, Jude Law's gonna be in it.
I mean, from you,
yeah.
But who's going to be in
Jude Law.
Oh,
I know.
Good for him.
Yeah. So it's basically going to like sum up everything that's been being built up in these shows into like a final movie, and Dave Filoni is going to be directing it. So this is going to be his first like full length feature film that's not animated. So yeah. Round of applause Proudy for David. Dave. The second film is a origin of the Jedi, so it's going to take, like, I think it's 20,000 years in the past, and it's, like, the exploration and discovery of the Force, which I feel like that's going to be actually really interesting, because, like, we're so used to Star Wars being Star Wars, so it's, like, how do you create a film that allows the audience to discover that world? I don't know. I'm like...
So there'll be no characters in that we know.
Yeah, there'll be no characters that we know.
Because, I mean, and Yoda's old, but he's not that old.
Yeah, no, Yoda is, when he dies, is like roughly 900 years old. Okay. So this is going to be even before Yoda. And then the third movie, which is the one I'm probably most excited for, we're getting Master Rey.
Yay!
Which means, in my crazy mind, we're getting Ben Solo back.
I was going to say that a certain Ben is going to make an appearance.
He better.
And they're going to kiss. But this time it's not going to be a ghost kiss.
Yeah, it's not going to be, oh shit, I'm dying. Let me have one last happy moment in my shitty, like, 30 years of existence.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And when is that coming out?
Like 2030. Pretty much. But you know, that it's something to stay alive for when you really think about it.
Well, that's a morbid, sad way to look at it, but okay. Okay.
Also, shout out to another show that we haven't really talked about called The Acolyte. That's coming out. If you're big into the High Republic books, then this is going to be the show for you. Which we're on, what phase are we on? Phase 3? And that's a whole, those are just books and comics. And there's so many of them.
How many books do you think you have?
I would like to know the answer, but I think knowing the answer would be horrifying. I'm gonna give a range. I'm gonna say 80 to 90.
Oh, see, I think you have more than that.
Well, you know, I gotta be humble. Don't wanna
humble toast.
Yeah, don't wanna brag about how many Star Wars books I own.
What's Acolyte? I was an Acolyte in church, and that just meant I lit the candles at the front of the altar.
So the Acolyte is going to actually follow, like, the Sith. So it's going to take place in the High Republic era, so I think about 150 years in the past from the prequels. And there's, like, going to be, like, a Wookiee Jedi and a Zygerian Jedi, and we may be introduced into, like, Darth Plagueis the Wise and how that connects to Palpatine. There's a lot about it that, like, hasn't really been shared, which I kind of like that they're really trying to keep that under wraps. But yeah, like, at the same time, I'm like, if you haven't read the High Republic books, you're gonna be like, who the fuck are these characters? But
that's how I am with everything, Fennec.
I know.
All right. Great. I'll add that to my never-ending list.
Yeah, so what Star Wars have you been watching recently?
Well, as I shared with you, I started rewatching Mandalorian Seasons 1 and 2. That's where I am there. And that's it. I do want us to eventually talk about, the final three movies before we jump into other things, but I'm going to have to rewatch those.
Well,
and Rogue One, right?
And Didn't Solo. You tell
me I should watch? Oh, Jesus. Okay, and Solo.
We said either Rogue One or Solo was going to be the next one that we did.
I've watched Rogue One. I will rewatch it.
Because it's excellent.
I don't want to watch Solo. Yes.
So you're going to make...
I'll watch Solo eventually.
Do you know what? That's as good as I can get. I'll take it.
Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about Celebration for those who haven't been able to go?
Yeah, so Star Wars Celebration is basically like the Star Wars convention. It's put on by Lucasfilm, and it's pretty much everything that the company's doing. So when I went in 2021, they talked about Willow, which was the TV show that they were coming out with, and they talked a little bit about Indiana Jones, but it was mostly just Kenobi and Bad Batch time. So I was living it up. But I drove from Denver, which is where I live now, to Anaheim, and was there for a couple days, and it was just so cool just to be in that environment with other Star Wars fans, and to be, you know, be walking around and seeing people dressed up and having people, you know, be like, oh, I like your your Kylo Ren tattoo, and, you know, just, and for me not being a social person, I mean, I was in line to get some merch. I don't remember what it was. And like, I actually struck up a conversation with the person in front of me, which, like, even at the time I was like, who the hell are you talking to, a stranger? But the big event of Star Wars Celebration was I got to meet two people.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was Dee Bradley Baker, which, for those that don't know, voices the clones. And since then, I've actually met him another time, most recently in July of this year. So we're like friends now, when you really think about it.
Finnick also got a photo with him, and they both look very, very happy in the photo.
Yeah, we're just living it up, little nerds. When I walked in to meet him, so the entire time, like, I was standing in line being like, what the fuck am I gonna, like, say to him? To be like,
because you didn't like to meet characters when you were growing up at Disney World. Like,
yeah,
the last thing you wanted to do was meet Mickey Mouse when you were little. Like, I had to shove you into those kinds of situations. I have like two pictures of you with Santa Claus. Like, this is not something that you have enjoyed doing throughout your life.
And that was the conflict before going to Celebration, was, do I even do this? Do I do the photo op? Do I do an autograph?
Right.
Like, and so this was definitely pushing me out of my comfort zone, because I was like, no, like, you know that you're gonna get a lot out of this. So, like, just take a Klonopin and just stand in this line and then take your, like, 2-second moment with this man who means a lot to you, and then just get the hell out of there and go look at the Star Wars store that took over the Rainforest Cafe in Downtown Disney. Like, that was the thought process in my head. It was like, yeah, just do this and, like, you can go get Jamba Juice or something. So the entire time in line, I was like, what the hell do I say to him? And so I was like, oh, I'll point to, like, my Rex tattoo, and I'll be like, oh my God, look, it's you. Like, isn't that crazy? And so I did that, and then he was like, oh, so you like Rex? But he did it in Rex's voice, and I was like, oh my God.
I didn't know that. Oh my God.
So that's why I look the happiest I've ever looked in a picture. Because I was like, oh my God, that's my man. But that wasn't even the best thing. I met another man.
Yes.
Who I have been in love with since Attack of the Clones, Mr. Tamora Morrison. Now,
oh, daddy.
Truly is the bone daddy. He is, if you really think about it, the blueprint for my taste in men. So I really gotta give him a shout out. But I remember, like, I got an email being like, oh, these are like the actors and actresses that are going to be meeting at Celebration. And I saw him. I didn't even look at the price tag. I was like, no autograph. We're going straight to the photo op. Like, I have never made a more reckless purchase in my entire life than that day, because it felt like I blacked out. But to be given a hug by this man, that already I was like, you're the best actor that's ever lived. Like, every other actor sucks. Like, they're terrible people. But to, like, then just, like, see how gorgeous he is in person. Like, he has, like, the most beautiful teeth. He has, like, the nicest skin I've ever seen. And he's, like, in his 60s. And I'm, like, I think back, I'm, like, well, realistically, he was, like, in his, like, 40s when Attack of the Clone came out, like, as Jango. Oh. And I'm, like, my man, you have been able to get it this entire time. Young Tamora Morrison, middle-aged Tamora Morrison. Boba Fett era Temuera Morrison. They're all beautiful, stunning, exactly what I wanted. So that alone just made Star Wars Celebration worth it. Like, for people that haven't been, I think it gives you the opportunity to experience things and meet people that you would never think that you have the opportunity to meet. And that's where I'm so excited for Japan, because we're going to be closer to the films. And I'm like, oh my God, what if Daisy Ridley's there? Like, I
was just going to ask, like, do you think she'd ever do something like that? Maybe because of the timing with the new film, maybe?
I would hope so. I think, like, this is just a theory, but I think the reason why she doesn't, other than living in London still, I think the reason why she doesn't do, like, conventions is because I legitimately think that men are just not nice to her.
I was just going to say, I would think the fear factor and stalking factor would probably be pretty high. But then also, I know from what you have shared with me, a lot of people don't like her as a character.
Yeah. And I think especially after the events of episode 9 of her claiming the Skywalker name, a lot of men have a problem with that for some reason. So I would love to meet her. I think it'd be an amazing experience. I think especially to be like, my dog's named after you and your character. But I think at the same time, like, I'm so concerned for her, like, well-being and mental health that I'm like, maybe you shouldn't meet fans. Because that's my thing with Adam. Like, he does not like being a celebrity.
Right.
Like, if he could get his wish, it would just be to continue doing these weird art films that make like $20,000, but like he gets to like get his Juilliard energy out. But if I met the man, first off, let me think of a price for that meet and greet that I'd pay for. Hayden Christensen, for like an example, is usually like $200 to $300, which I'm like, yeah, you're fucking Anakin. Of course I'm gonna pay that money.
I don't think that's that much.
No, I feel like, because he was at Fan Expo Denver, and I think he was only like $180. Which, like, I was like, oh, discounted price. But you also have to think, like, he was doing press for Kenobi at Celebration. So people were, like, really hyped for him to come back. So I'm like, yeah, you know what you're worth. You charge exactly what you deserve. But if I had the opportunity to meet Adam Driver, I would pay $800. No questions asked.
That's it.
Well,
see, I was going to go up for a lot more, but that's just me. And I'd be like, I buy it for you for Christmas.
No, like, so I would say no questions asked, no hesitation, not a thought in my head, $800. That I would think about, where I'd be like, I don't know, should I? Like, do I deserve it? $1,200.
Ooh.
I'd make it work. I would have a credit score of 0, but I'd make it work. And I've thought, and of course I've thought about what I would say to him, like, obviously. There's a part of me, there's the prepared speech that I know I would forget. So I think it would be the same thing where I would just be like, look, tattoo, you. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my
gosh. Especially because I have 3 Kylo tattoos. So I could be like, another one. You.
Almost like an E.T., which I know is not Star Wars related, so no one freak out about it, but. Aw, maybe one day, babe.
See, I think if I just stalk Brooklyn and just wait for him and his dog to walk by, and then I could be like, maybe in this scenario, I'm just like walking, I'm like, just talking to myself, I'm like, man, I love Kylo Ren. And then he like takes his sunglasses off and he's like, really? That's crazy. Cause I'm Kylo Ren. And I could be like, oh my God, you're Adam Driver. Like, that's crazy. What are you doing here? Like, very casual. Like we were meant to bump into each other. I think he'd be flattered.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Good. Well, we don't have much more time left. Is there anything else you want to share with us before we wrap up for today?
I'll say, if season 3 of Bad Batch comes out and Tech is really dead, I am flying to San Francisco, which I already don't want to do, and I am taking the trolley to Lucasfilm, and I'm going to become like that guy that sits outside the White House that's like, you know, in hunger, like, support world peace, and he's there every single day. I'm going to be doing that in front of Lucasfilm every single day. Of a sign that says Tech lives until they finally are like, do you know what? We were really silly. He's alive.
I know who Tech is because I did watch the first season of Bad Batch, but I know he supposedly perished. So, but I didn't watch that season, so I'll have to watch that.
Oh, you gotta watch season 2, man. Oh, there's so many crazy twists and turns.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, what's on my to-do list?
Okay.
Because, folks, we are back. We are going to start doing our podcast again because we know you love it so much. So what is on my to-do list for our next podcast?
Well, should we just bite the bullet and get Solo over with?
Oh, Ave. Okay. So should I watch Rogue One and Solo?
Yeah, we can talk about both in the same episode.
Okay. So Rogue One. Yay.
Yay.
Solo.
Yeah.
But I'll do it because I love
you. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I love you.
Oh. All right. Well, this has been an amazing revisit to something that we loved doing, and I do feel more educated, even though I am also more confused and worried about the time I have left on this earth. So,
but you know what? I'm ready to grab your hand and drag you while I'm running. So,
drag you. Great. I'll be sure to wear jeans. Yep. Anyway.
All right. Until next time.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
Bye.
Bye.